that's it for LFOD Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday. More of these beats and stuff like that. Black Stripes, White Keys up next in WMFO in Medford.
I hate you. The words cut through her lips like a Japanese knife. She didn't expect to be hearing this tonight. Meanwhile, I hear it all happening through the door, on the phone, in the next room. Yeah, I'm listening to you. She said, I can't wait, I can't wait to this whole song that's in my arms. And I can't wait, I can't wait. Cross my heart. I'm sick of being your trash bag, baby. Wanna see you fall down. I can't wait until you're not around. My heart breaks, it shatters. I spend all of June trying to pick up the shards. Oh yeah, oh no, I should've known better, but I'm not bitter. My hand hurts, it's blistered, so don't grab it, cause she'll fucking stab you. It's true. When will you stop playing with fire? Well, I don't know. She said, I can't wait, I can't wait till there's no soreness in my arms. And I can't wait till there's no sky across my heart.
Mess we're in and
the city sunset over me.
Listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla, and we have a lot of people in the studio today. Want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Danny. Y'all might remember me. I'm here every week.
Yeah.
I'm Mike, and you won't remember me, but hello.
Hello, my name is Shukri. I was here a week ago, but you may or may not remember me, but that's completely fine.
Yeah, we're still training here, so we have Shukri on for this week, and Danny and Shukri are going to take their quizzes today, and they can finally be DJs.
So exciting.
It is exciting. Absolutely.
No, we got a party today, though. Party in the house. I like it. It's four of us.
Absolutely.
It's always a party.
Party of four.
Yeah. So, you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in with us tonight. And the first song you heard was Trash Bag Baby by Swimmers. And This Mess We're In, PJ Harvey featuring, who is it again?
Tom York from Radiohead.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Sounded familiar, right?
Yeah, it did. Do you know anything special about that song?
I mean, PJ Harvey and Tom York, I'd say that's pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
They're both awesome. So yeah. Just the two of them collaborating is great. I'd say it's pretty special.
True.
And it's sad, but you know, the entire song, like the bass is the lead guitar in that song, which is really cool. That's like the main, it plays throughout the entire thing. So I like that.
You know what? I never even thought of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Joy Division was kind of similar. Like, I feel like the bass guitar was the lead guitarist in Joy Division too.
Very often,
And it doesn't happen often, but it's cool when it does, when it sounds good.
Sure. Oh, totally.
Yeah. So.
What do we got fired up for next?
We have What's the Matter with Kids Today?
Oh, I threw a NoFX song on there. This song is like a minute long. I just threw it
a
on
minute
there.
Long?
Yeah, it's really short. You know punk bands. They
yeah, they do. They, sometimes they do that. They're pretty short, you know?
Yeah, they just crank them out real quick.
Yeah, 2 minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah, wow. You know? Okay, so it has been raining hard for like a while, but it is so muggy today. Like, I am
it
really
is ridiculous.
Hot. Even just sitting here, I was hot at work. I'm hot right now. Like,
yeah. Although I got really lucky and it wasn't raining when I had to walk like two times about 15 minutes each, so.
Yeah, you were pretty fortunate in that
regard. I was fortunate.
Because like, although I was indoors for most of the day, I actually caught a good chunk of that rain in the 1 o'clock hour during my break, and it was like, I was like, really? Come on. And then, not that I was caught by surprise, but the humidity was like, it was a little uncomfortable considering that, I mean, but Boston is not really known for like the humid weather, but today, for some reason, it felt like you're walking through a puffy cloud of humidness that's just enveloping you with all of its like all of its might, and it's just like, why?
Let me ask you something. You mentioned last week that you are from New York.
Yeah, born and raised.
When did you come to Boston again?
February 15th, 2017.
Okay, because you were saying that Boston normally isn't humid, and I'm like, have you spent one of the summers?
Yeah, I actually have. No. As compared to New York, honestly, this is nothing.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
I'm so serious. Intense.
It gets intense, but I'm not kidding when I tell you that. Try New York for an entire summer.
Wow.
You have three factors you have to take into full consideration. Number one, you're in concrete jungle, literally. Number two, try standing in the subway waiting for the train when it's 95 degrees and then come talk to me.
Can't imagine.
Like, that's why I'm like, no. This is nothing compared to a heat wave in New York. Just saying.
All right. Good to know. Good to know.
Okay. Relatively, I got you.
All right, so you want to play some music?
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Go!
And I'm going to turn. Yeah, we're back.
Had a nice few songs for you.
Yeah, we did.
That was a really good set you guys just did there.
Yeah, we did.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you. Yeah. I just said, yeah, we did.
I think.
Congratulations. Oh. You're amazing.
I thought that was actually pretty impressive. I mean, for the most part, you know.
Thank you. Well, a lot of those were your songs.
Actually, I think all of them are.
They were all yours?
Except
I think so,
first one.
Except for the very first one.
The very first one I put on there.
The punk song?
Yeah, no, the one with Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was that Beach House?
That was Beach House.
Beach House.
Yeah, that was off their newest album.
Nice.
Those guys are awesome.
You play that song a lot.
Yeah.
Like in the car.
I can't help it.
It's okay.
It's good. If you like it, ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like what I like.
I think Will Smith said that, right?
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. Summertime.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's happened in the 90s hit something like that, wasn't it?
That was a 90s
hit. Yeah, I remember that. Remember that from childhood.
Yeah, I mean, it's fitting for today. It's summertime. I don't know.
You know, I know Will Smith is like filthy rich and he doesn't need to do like great movies anymore because he hasn't done a great movie in a long time. And he certainly hasn't put out music in a long
time. Debatable. Hold up. That's debatable.
Debate me then. What is Will Smith's last good movie?
I will honestly say this, and I'm a little biased, but the last great movie I thought that he did was... I'm trying to remember the name of that movie where he's like the last survivor walking New York in that.
I am legend.
I am legend.
Dude, that came out in 2007. Movie, it's 2019.
Yes, but seriously, that movie is absolutely epic. Are you kidding me?
No. That's good.
Like, no, I think he's
I'm like, come on. Like, how can you disrespect that movie?
I think that's his point though. That he's like, it's been that long, and we don't even realize. It's been 12 years. But you know,
like.
What's he done in 12 years?
Honestly,
terrible M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't terrible.
The one with his kid?
Yeah, like I thought he was. Okay.
Wait, is that the one where they're like space people or whatever?
Based on the true story of
I didn't see it.
Of, like he's in San Francisco where he basically.
Oh no, you're thinking of The Pursuit of Happiness.
The Pursuit of Happiness. That was another one.
That's a good movie.
That was a really good one.
Based on a true story. I'm like, what?
No, the M. Night Shyamalan movie. No.
Can you imagine right now that
Mark is sitting at home like so frustrated listening to our conversation right now? He's like, you guys are. Hi, Mark.
Oh, man. Hi, Mark.
But that movie, Pursuit of Happiness, is actually based on a true story. I actually looked into it. I was actually amazed.
But like, you know what? You're talking about that. So I Am Legend was 2007. That was 2006. So I reiterate my point.
Seriously?
It is 2019.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
What is Will Smith's last good movie?
Wow.
But there was a Rihanna song that came out earlier today.
You're very defensive about this.
Well, look.
He's very protective of it. Like, you're about to steal my child. Like.
I know my knowledge, all right?
But yeah, also, he knows his movies.
I'm trying to bring up a point. I know Will Smith is filthy rich. I know he hasn't done a good movie in a while. I know he hasn't put out music in a while. But wouldn't it be cool if he got, like, artistically rejuvenated and decided to like.
He needs like a Tarantino to come along and put him into a good movie.
That's kind of like how Adam Sandler has been working with these interesting directors lately. You know, he's this guy who does all these comedies, but then he works with Jennifer Aniston.
Piece of junk.
Oh god,
the new one, it's terrible. I couldn't get through ten minutes.
But you know what? It's better than most of his.
It kind of is. I didn't hate it.
The Jennifer Aniston one?
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
I couldn't go more than it was like this is Clue, but a really bad version of Clue.
Oh wow!
So remember that movie Clue? Like it was really good, and then this is I just thought it was really
so
bad.
Look, I'm really fired up about this because Will Smith is so talented.
Yeah,
he is so good, and I just want him to be. I want him to want something artistically, not for the money. You know what I'm saying?
So Will Smith, as we clearly know, you're listening right now. Danny's giving you a challenge. Step on up, buddy.
Yeah. You know, he was supposed to be in Django Unchained.
Really? Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino wanted him for the role, but then Jamie Foxx ended up taking it.
Yeah. He was actually pretty dumb.
Now that would have been
interesting. Can you imagine that, where Will Smith is sitting there going like, nah, I don't think I want to do it, guys. Give it to somebody else. Can you imagine that?
I heard it was because he wanted to do the M. Night Shyamalan movie with his kid instead.
Wow.
I guess that's kind of sweet.
The movie bombed really hard.
M. Night Shyamalan was a one-trick pony with the whole...
Split was good.
No, I really enjoyed Split.
I didn't see that one.
Split was
James McAvoy plays this guy that has multiple personality disorder, and one of his personalities is like a monster thing.
Oh, okay.
It came out in like 2016 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And then the new movie was okay. It was okay.
Glass.
Yeah.
Unbreakable was really good.
Yeah. Split and Glass are a part of Unbreakable.
Okay.
Yeah. Unbreakable and Split are it's a culmination of those movies, which is pretty cool.
And The Sixth Sense was good when it came out, but it didn't Stand the Test of Time.
I think Unbreakable's better.
It really did.
Also,
yeah. Unbreakable's
not,
better.
Not the
Do you,
way,
okay.
Not, sorry.
No, you can go.
No, like, not the way that that Independence Day did. Like, although that's
just, a good
that,
one.
That, although, I love Independence although, Day. I gotta
like, this is like literally, again, childhood, again, we're talking about, but still, that movie, 23 years later, still, you can go back and be like, oh my God, that is such a great, great movie. Like,
I love Independence Day. It's a great popcorn flick. It really is.
Absolutely.
And then Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff
Goldblum was so underrated in terms of the job that he did in that movie. It amazes
Jeff
me.
Jeff Goldblum, he's great.
Yeah, how much he's been overlooked.
And you know
the role that he played in that movie.
And and also you got to talk about Randy Quaid in that movie as the drunk airplane pilot. Yeah. He was awesome.
Incredible. Yeah.
Randy Quaid ain't always awesome, but he was awesome.
But
in
that movie that Randy Quaid he knocked out of the park.
Yeah, he did.
But another one that I. In terms of last really good movie, and I'm sorry, I'm terrible with titles, but I remember the movie in which that he played the doctor who did the research on the NFL.
Oh,
CTE. I personally thought that was a really good movie.
I didn't see it. It kind of had like a mediocre reception.
Yeah.
Kind of like that movie 7 Pounds that he did, which I hated.
Oh, that movie was horrible.
It was not good.
God.
It was not good. I know some people probably liked it. I'm sorry. It might have been called Concussion.
I want to know everyone's opinion on... Do you like The Village?
I actually do like The Village.
I haven't seen it, so I can't judge.
I know everybody hates The Village.
It's a one-time watch movie. After you watch, you can't watch it again.
This is the one with the aliens. Is that the one?
No.
No.
The town where I mean I don't really want to spoil it if anyone's listening.
I haven't seen it.
It's like it's a big twist, but then I was watching with my cousin and my brother and they both guessed it within the first 10 minutes. Ooh, and I was like
wow.
Also I understand there's some one character who's really annoying and it's exaggerated, but I just can't take it seriously.
Huh.
I'm not a fan of the movie. Some people love it, some people hate it.
Mm.
You can watch it.
I'm a fan. I get why people are frustrated, but I think it was an interesting choice.
I just wasn't into it.
It was an interesting bait and switch. I don't know.
I mean, but again, like you can't watch that movie more than once. It's just not as good the second time.
Yeah.
The quality of the movie after you watch it, if you watch it again, just goes down like a lot because the whole thing is the surprise.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, speaking of. Movies and entertainment, and I really hate to mention this, but I feel like it's only fair, regardless of how you may feel about the individual who I'm about to mention. Today's a 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing.
That's true. Ooh, it is
weird.
Today,
okay,
today
so
it's exactly 10 years ago to the day that he passed away, and I actually made a post on my personal Facebook account earlier today, and it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Is the thing I personally remember, and I want to get your guys' thoughts as well, was that this happened. He passed literally the day after my high school graduation, and what made that day particularly so bizarre was that, and I remember the specific time was like around 5:30 that day. I was actually at home just relaxing day after graduation, and I'm going through the channel like through the TV because I was just bored. I was waiting for SportsCenter to come on. I'm like, all right, entertain me, come on. And then I came across CNN and I saw a footnote that Michael Jackson had been, that he was in the hospital. And I was just like, I didn't think much of it at all. Literally a half hour later, I saw something on social media, on Facebook, if I can recall, saying that he passed away. I'm like, nah, that can't be right. Literally said, that cannot possibly be right. So CNN, ABC, they all started reporting. And I'm like, what? How? So it was just one of those things, like one of the very few entertainers I can honestly say that whose passing lit really impacted me.
You got shook
like,
a little bit.
Yeah,
you felt it.
I felt it. Like,
yeah.
I can honestly say like it really impacted me emotionally.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this is funny because I had this conversation today with people because Michael Jackson was playing over I was at work and it was playing over the music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, Michael Jackson has not been officially canceled yet. He's one of the few artists that. He's been accused of horrific things.
Yeah.
And I mean, people for way less have been taken completely off the grid.
Of course.
And you look around at other people and you say to you, like, what do you think? Like, what do you think? And people are still, there's like he is this weird category to the side where people are like, no, I don't think he did it. And I'm like, people have been accused for way less. then nobody even questions it.
And,
like,
and have been ostracized.
They stole a baby from a candy. They're like, take him off the air. I mean, I watched that documentary, and I don't think I've ever been more grossed out in my life. I mean,
oh my
obviously,
God.
Do I? I watched it, but I sat there, barely watching, like with my eyes closed, cringing like the whole time. Like, you know, like when you're driving by an accident, you can't not
look
see.
At it.
But yeah. Yeah, it's just bizarre. And but he's still out. He's still out there.
I mean,
the weird. And you know, you're right. It even I was never like. I mean, I liked. Thriller and Off the Wall, but I never was like a humongous fan, but I felt it that day. You were like, what, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
It's he's like one of that legit he's just shock. In a different stratosphere. He's just in a different
1,000%.
Thing.
He's the king of pop.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's like three...
But I think Janet's better musically.
And really?
That's now you just opened a whole other can of
really?
Argument, man.
Okay, I gotta say, my dad always played Janet Jackson albums in the car, and
the
I wasn't a fan.
She's the best Jackson, I'm sorry.
I wasn't into it.
I don't agree.
Up the girls at the party, look at that body. She's so good.
I like Janet, but I always have had this, I guess, affinity for Michael, just for the mere fact that his stardom wasn't just only the 90s and then the 2000s. Like, it goes back to when he was a kid.
No, he...
The 70s, like, this is decades.
There's no question the guy was ridiculously talented. I think... But here's the other thing, and here's another controversial opinion.
I think Thriller, absolutely.
I couldn't agree with you more, Caleb.
I think if people are listening out there, the phones will light up, because I'll say this. Michael Jackson stopped being good right around Bad. And he lived off of the fame... Of the dance moves that he was doing 25 years later, he's like, he's the best dancer. I'm like, he's done the same dance moves probably since, you know, those ones. And he started remaking, like, you know, there was Thriller, and then he, like, did another song that was, like, Monsters. He started remaking his own stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that he sort of, you know, was just, it was so massive, the hits that he had, it was so massive that it just transcended, like... People just kind of, they'd be like, oh, that's all right, we'll put it aside.
I think you know, liking Janet Moore is a little bit more of a controversial opinion than that, but I live for controversial
opinions. Put on Escapade right now and tell me I'm wrong.
I may disagree, but I respect it nonetheless.
You gotta respect.
Put on Escapade right now and tell me I'm wrong. This song is so good.
Do you really want me to?
Put it on Escapade right now.
Okay.
All right, is that good?
This is gonna get interesting.
Now it's gotta happen.
All right. We're going to play it. Thanks for listening, guys.
I'm one pawn, Scott ACDC. I like that we got that R&B vibe going now.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, you got
absolutely. Janet sparked it off, and then we went to some TLC.
Yeah, we got the trainees working the board now. So.
I like it.
And we are back, everybody. This is Black Stripes or White Keys. This is, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And funny enough, I think we are forgetting to do a PSA.
We are. I was going to make you do an automated one, which we will do right before we play music again.
Sure.
But I think it's time to practice the phones.
Absolutely. I'm up for that.
So, our good friend Mike here is going to call the station.
Okay. How do I do it? Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
If you ever want to call in, just go on the website.
You can actually call in the studio.
Or you can dial 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Feel free to call in, request a song, talk about whatever that you may be thinking and so forth. As long as you're not promoting any type of alcohol or drugs or anything like that, then I'm definitely A-okay with that.
We can't have that here.
Yeah, we frown upon that, actually, so.
But, yeah, call in, and when it's on, if you want them on air, all you have to do.
What is that? We've got a phone call.
Yeah, it looks like somebody's calling in, actually, as a matter of fact. So, here we go. Hello, and thank you for calling WMFO. What is your name, and how are you doing this evening?
Hey, this is Mike. Am I live?
Yeah, you're live on the air, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God, everybody, I'm on the radio. Listen. Okay, I really want to hear AC/DC. Can you play Highway to Hell?
Phone 2 is ringing as well.
Ooh, you know what?
You can drop my call.
Yes, thank you for calling WMFO. You're live on the air.
All right, live on the air, baby.
Oh my God. Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Mark? How's it going?
Good, man. How are you? Are we partying or what?
That's right, we are.
Yeah, we're live party on the air.
I'm going to wager right now that you are in bed with your shirt off, hanging out with your cat.
Oh, jeez.
Am I correct?
I'm on the couch with my shirt off and my cat.
Wait,
wow.
That was so close.
Say it again,
but much
close,
slower.
Like nailing it on the head.
Yeah. Not in the bed. I have to be in the house today by like 2:30 before things started getting bad, you know?
Yeah, believe me, we know.
Oh, man.
Got my hair cut today, though. What do you guys think of that?
Nice. So like, what type of haircut style do you usually go with whenever you get your haircut done?
I get, like, Mike's hair, but better.
Oh, but better. Oh, wow. That's saying a lot, actually, because it looks pretty spiffy, if you ask me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you reminded me I need a haircut real bad.
I just got one just a few days ago.
Danny does need a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone just agrees. It's cool.
Kayla, I just want to say that I think Kayla does a great job on this radio show.
Kayla does do a great job.
Yeah, she's truly tremendous.
Kayla's a great person.
I can't really hear because I was directing people what to do and my headphones weren't on. But thank you very much.
I was saying that you do a great job with this radio show.
Thank you so much, Mark.
I think the songs are great. I think you're very insightful with what you talk about. What do you think of that?
Thank you. I'm just flattered.
What would you hear, Mark, if you had a radio show that would play anything you wanted? What would you listen to?
Is that Mike?
Yes.
Mike, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Mike, what are you doing tomorrow?
You know what? I'm actually the day off, so why don't we meet up, man?
Yeah, but Danny's not going to be at Starbucks. Danny, you're not going to be there?
No, so that means you can go there because I won't be there.
Should we do something really weird and invite Danny to meet us?
Perfect. Now, who's this other guy that I'm talking to?
You're talking to Shukri.
Shukri?
Yes.
What's up, Shukri?
Hey, what's going on, man? Say that again?
You work at the station, too?
Yes. I'm the new guy here, along with my buddy, my other buddy here as well.
Who, Mike?
No, oh, me.
No. I'm no one's buddy, believe me.
Danny.
Yeah.
Yes, Dan.
See, they're not new to me, Shukri. They're not new to me. I've known them for a long time.
I apologize for my complete negligence of knowing that information.
Am I on the air right now? Are people hearing this conversation?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I finally feel like Howard Stern.
you did it, man. You made it.
Wait, if I make a request, you guys have to play it, right?
Yeah, make something.
Absolutely.
You got 10 minutes.
I want to hear some Belle and Sebastian. How about
Ooh.
That?
Oh, all right.
Summer, winter? Winter and springtime?
I'm going to... What's that?
What song do you want to hear?
Let's hear Lazy Lion Painter Jane. How about that?
Okay.
Because I'm going to see them in like 3 weeks, so I'm going to get pumped up.
Where are you seeing them?
I'm seeing them at the House of Blues.
So you're that guy that rolls into Belle and Sebastian shows in a Jeep blasting the album like to drink beers in the parking lot, aren't you?
Who does that at a Belle and Sebastian? No,
you do that. I've seen you there. You're that guy that spoils it for everybody in the parking lot blasting the album.
I just went to the House of Blues last Wednesday to see a band, and then they had the, you know how the people, like the Jesus people, walk around and they try to give you pamphlets? Danny didn't know what the Jesus people were.
No, it's not that. It's just you said, like, the Jesus people are at the House of Blues. I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been to the House of Blues. I've never encountered
that's the band.
She was like, you know, the Jesus people that pass out the pamphlets.
I've never encountered such people myself, and I've gone there for a performance once, and I'm like, what?
I've gone there many times.
Let me tell you something about those Jesus people. I worked at Fenway Park years ago. They're the same Jesus people. They've been around for years.
Wow. Some girl next to me was like, yeah, he's here all the time. I saw him like last month when I was here. It's the same
Jesus. Jesus loves the House of Blues. He comes by every once in a while.
Oh, man.
They love Kenmore Square. They really do. Seriously. They love going to Kenmore Square and going to all
also
the
Harvard Square. Harvard Station? Are there too?
Wow. They must have some kind of special attachment to these two places. Can't put a finger on it, though.
You know what time it is, guys?
It's just a lot of people.
What time is it?
It is time to a PSA.
I'll let you guys go.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
We'll play your song after.
Thanks for calling.
You'll play my song now, Danny.
I'm training.
All right. That was a little rough. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Take it sleazy, buddy.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye, Mark.
Great job, guys. Great job. Bye.
All right. So, say we're going to play some PSAs for you.
We're going to play some PSAs for you for your enjoyment and as well as for your educational purposes as well.
All right. Press the button. This one. Click on a PSA.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
So, this is that.
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this here.
Oh, they're still live, by the way.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are the boy tonight. You will have the boy tonight.
It's 11 o'clock, but we're still live with Black Stripes or White Keys. We're going a little late tonight, so I just want to remind everyone that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're training, but we're also having a good time. We just played Lazy Line Painter Jane by Belle and Sebastian. That was a request from our friend Mark, who called into the show just like you can.
Yeah, call in, guys.